You're listening to The Sports Moment, March 12th, 2024. Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Well, the Atlanta Falcons feel like they have found their franchise quarterback. The problem for Vikings fans is it's their quarterback. Well, we'll see what happens. The Vikings have not re-signed Kirk Cousins as he was a free agent, and the Falcons ponied up and they gave him a four-year deal worth $180 million, $45 million per season, and it includes $100 million guaranteed money. So Cousins joins an offense in Atlanta, which includes several players who were taken in the first round. They have three first-round offensive linemen, left tackle Jake Matthews, right tackle Caleb McGarry, and two-time Pro Bowler Chris Lindstrom is their right guard. And they also have three first-round picks from the last 3 years who are skill position players, tight end Kyle Pitts, receiver Drake London, and running back Bijan Robinson. So Cousins has some playmakers around him and a very experienced and talented offensive line, and he will thrive in that situation. And the Falcons just may have the missing piece for them to become a playoff contender and a Super Bowl contender. Well, as far as the Vikings' negotiations with Cousins, here's the way Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, the GM, categorized it. He said, after significant and positive dialogue with Kirk and his representatives, we were unable to reach agreement on a contract that fits the short and long-term visions for both Kirk and the Minnesota Vikings. He said that the approach heading into free agency always included layers of contingencies regarding the quarterback position, and we are moving forward with plans that allow us to continue building a roster that can compete for a championship. Well, I think Kirk Cousins was a key part of that roster, but the Vikings have gone away from Cousins, and they have agreed now to a one-year deal with quarterback Sam Darnold. After five seasons split between the New York Jets and the Carolina Panthers, Darnold signed a one-year deal with the 49ers last season with the hope of learning from Coach Kyle Shanahan and reestablishing his value as a potential starter. In San Francisco, Darnold won the number two spot behind Brock Purdy, and he appeared in 10 games, mostly in mop-up duty, throwing for 297 yards and two TDs along with an interception. Darnold did start the Week 18 finale against the LA Rams after the Niners wrapped up the number one seed in Week 17. He was 16 of 26 for 189 yards and a touchdown in a 21-20 loss. Darnold does have some great credentials. He was the third overall pick in the 2018 NFL draft, but never really flourished as a pro starter in New York with the Jets or in Carolina. And now he'll be the guy moving forward for the Minnesota Vikings. Now, the Vikings also have agreed to a four-year, $72 million contract with Houston Texans free agent defensive end Jonathan Greenard. And the Vikings are also adding former Miami Dolphins linebacker Andrew Van Ginkle on a two-year deal worth $20 million, $14 million of which is guaranteed. The agreements come with the Vikings' top two pass rushers, Danielle Hunter and DJ Wonnum, listed as unrestricted free agents, and the Vikings are obviously moving on from them. Greenard is 26. He has 23 sacks in his career, but performed his best in a contract year last season with career highs in sacks, tackles, quarterback hits, tackles for loss, and games played. In fact, he led the Texans in sacks as the defense set a franchise single-season sacks record with the 46. And Van Ginkel was a favorite among Dolphins fans, finishing with a career-high 6 sacks while filling in for injured starter Jalen Phillips. He was a fifth-round pick in 2019. He's 28 years old. He's dealt with some injuries over the years. And the Vikings also added Houston Texans free agent linebacker Blake Cashman on a 3-year contract. He was born in Eden Prairie, so it's kind of a homecoming for Cashman. Lots of NFL stuff going on right now. The New York Giants are acquiring pass rusher Brian Burns in a trade with the Carolina Panthers, and they're signing him to a $150 million contract, $87.75 million of which is guaranteed. It makes him the second highest paid defensive end in NFL history. Saquon Barkley is out in New York. The Philadelphia Eagles have signed him to a monster deal as their running back. And Austin Eckler is going to sign with the Commanders. The Washington Commanders. Eckler had established himself as the star running back for the LA Chargers, although he had a not so good season the final year of his 4-year contract this last year. So a lot of movement around the NFL right now. Well, our podcast, Sports Moments and Memories, brought to you by Pemberton Law. They carry a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. And they serve you from Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria. And online at pemlaw.com. Also, Lake Area Docks and Lifts, getting you ready for summer fun from 5 convenient locations across Lakes Country. It's Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lots of tournament basketball this week. Of course, the Underwood girls basketball team is heading down to the Twin Cities as they'll compete in the Class A state tournament for the second straight year. They were consolation winners last year in this tournament, and they'll open up at 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon against Southwest Minnesota Christian. Now, the Underwood School will be taking a coach bus for fans to the girls' state tournament, and it's $35 per person per day. The cost of the fan bus covers the ride to and from the game only. Admission into the game, food not included. And you can sign up in the Underwood School office, and it's $35 per day if it's a student from kindergarten through sixth grade. They must have an adult chaperone along on the bus. Seventh through 12th grade students are allowed to ride the bus without an adult chaperone. And you can sign up for both Thursday and Friday at the same time. And in the event a fan bus does not go on either day, you'll have your money refunded back to you. But the coach bus for that first game will load on Thursday at 8:15 a.m. and depart at 8:30 a.m. from the Underwood School parking lot. And again, it's $35 a piece, and you can get your ticket at the Underwood School office. Well, the section semifinals in Section 6A and Section 8-2A boys basketball are being played tomorrow. And in Section 8-2A at Concordia, Pelican Rapids and East Grand Forks will play the first game at 6 o'clock. And then Park Rapids and Wadena Deer Creek will play the second game at 7:45. The two winners will clash for the 8-2A championship on Friday at Concordia College in Moorhead at 7 p.m. Section 6A semifinals are also the subsection championship games. The North subsection final is at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Perham at the Hive, and it features the top two seeds, Henning and Ada Borup West. And the South subsection final is also the top two seeds, West Central Area and Belgrade Brutinel Roses, scoring off at Minnewaska Area High School in Glenwood, and that is a 7 o'clock start on Wednesday night. The two winners will meet at the Roosevelt Gym at the Otter Fieldhouse in Fergus Falls at 7 o'clock Friday night with a section championship and state tournament berth on the line. So lots of good basketball ahead this week in our area and across the state as well. Minnesota Timberwolves continue on the road tonight. They lost to the Lakers in L.A. two nights ago. Now they are playing the Clippers in L.A. They have won two of their three meetings against the Clippers. They lost their last one at home, though, on March 3rd. Got beat 89-88. And they are without Karl Anthony Towns right now, and they've struggled. They've lost four of their last six games and their last two in a row. And the Wolves find themselves a game and a half behind Oklahoma City now in the Western Conference standings. Tonight's tip-off from L.A. is at 9 o'clock our time. And the Minnesota Wild are home against Arizona tonight. At 7 o'clock, they'll drop the puck at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. The Wild have beaten Arizona 2 of the three times they have played them. And that's going to take care of our podcast for today, and we'll look forward to a busy night of high school basketball tomorrow, and we'll talk again with you tomorrow. Thanks for visiting. Hope you'll have a great day today and enjoy all this playoff action along with the really nice weather that we're getting. Not bad for March, is it? And by the way, we are only 16 days away from opening day of the Major League Baseball season. And I'll leave you on that note.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.